Aunt Betty dials a phone as volunteers sort food into the boxes scattered across the floor of a Pilates studio downtown Sitka.
Hey, Nadia, this is Aunt Betty calling from the food co-op. Your order's in. It's Monday around 4, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock for a pickup. The number is 747.
About 1,600 pounds of food are in the room right now, having just come off 4 pallets that arrived on that day's barge. This shipment will be split among 30 people. Chola Mall is one of them. Her 15-month-old son, Tan, rides comfortably on her back, his big eyes taking in the sights. Mall walks over to where her order is waiting.
And I got 25 pounds of flour. 25 pounds of organic flour, 25 pounds of organic oats, and some very big sausage. And I think that's all I've got in there. I actually don't know everything that came in yet, so I'm excited. It's almost like Christmas.
How long between the time you order and the time it comes in?
It's been a week.
Mall says she participates in the co-op partly because of the sense of community it gives her, a collection of like-minded people who share similar tastes in organic food. But also, she says the co-op has made it cheaper to provide organic food to her family.
I have small children. I have one small son, and then I have my parents live in town. My sister has two small kids as well. I have some teenagers in my family, and we have a variety of different foods, and we're trying to eat healthy.
Mama!
Yeah.
Any drawbacks?
Well, I think it is kind of hard for me to figure out what everything is on the website or looking at the catalog. You know, sometimes those impulse buys that you might make at the grocery store, you can't do.
Sitka's grocery stores carry organic food, but co-op organizers say their method allows for specific bulk orders that make the prices cheaper for those who participate. Across the room from where Mall's order is sitting on the floor, Mike McConnell is loading heavy boxes onto a handcart. Outside, he loads his order into the car.
We prefer to buy locally if we can, but we've gradually switched over to a mostly organic diet and a vegan diet, and we just have a hard time getting what we need here. So.
Aunt Betty is one of the organizers of the co-op. She says the goal in organizing the group is not only to go in on shipments of food together, but also to build community.
You know, the co-op is just a really great meeting place. It's a place where you can have cooking classes, you can have classes on gardening, anything that's pertinent to food and community and, you know, local green efforts, those kinds of things. And so it seems like, you know, there's a lot of little groups around town that have a lot of little goals, and I see them all kind of merging.
She says the group is growing quickly, from 20 members at the outset to about 200 people now who have expressed interest. They've also just become Sitka Food Co-op Incorporated.
And once we go through the next few stages, getting a bank account, business license, all of those things, then we can start memberships.
The group is also trying to raise capital in hopes of establishing a storefront. They're beginning with a fundraiser, dinner and a movie, on Saturday at Centennial Hall. Where they go from there, Betty says, will be up to the members.
The sky is the limit. I mean, we could have a small little store. We could have a big grocery store. It just... The amount of community involvement and interest and volunteerism is what will determine where we ultimately end up.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.